Hi, I'm Zahir Abbas with my partner Thebrez, and this is Sports Today. This is a podcast where we tell you all the sports news from soccer to MMA.
Today, we'll be looking at some injuries, arrestings, and some scores from all your favorite sports. To start things off, I'll tell you about some NBA news. In October, the Toronto Raptors rookie, Terrence Davis, got arrested. Terrence Davis played 72 matches for the Toronto Raptors. He averaged 7 points a game. He was arrested for harassing his girlfriend. This case was caught at around 8 p.m. sometime in October. The New York police interrogated his girlfriend and told them what happened. She told them that Terrence broke her phone and threw it against the wall. Then he carried her outside her apartment and took her outside. This caused Terrence to be thrown in jail. It is undefined how long he will be in jail for. This also means that he will not be able to play next season. Here's a here. What do you think about this whole situation?
I think that sometimes people, when they get money and fame, they go crazy and think they can do whatever they want.
Big news! The Los Angeles Lakers won the NBA championships against the Miami Heat. This was a 7-game battle to the end. In the end, though, the Lakers came out on top. Speaking of championships, the Los Angeles Dodgers won the MLB championships against the Tampa Bay Rays on October 27th, and Dodgers star Justin Turner was tested positive for COVID-19. Yet, he still took off his mask and ran onto the field to celebrate with his team. Zahir, do you think that the other Dodgers might get coronavirus because of him?
Maybe, because he took off his mask. And he could have coughed or sneezed and gotten the whole team sick. That was a dumb decision by Justin Turner.
Here's some Liverpool news for all the soccer fans out there. Virgil van Dijk has a serious knee injury and might not be able to play for Liverpool in the Premier League. Their manager Klopp says that they will stick together throughout the hard times. We'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. Here's some scores for all you fans who want them. In the first game of the NBA Finals, the Lakers won 116-98 against the Miami Heat. Then in the second game, the Lakers won again 124-114. That puts them in a 2-0 lead. Then the Miami Heat won the third game 115-104. Then the Lakers take the fourth game 102-96. That puts the Lakers at a 3-1 lead. Then in the fifth game, Miami Heat barely win 111-108. Then in the final sixth game, the Lakers win 106-93. I'm sorry, I said 7 games earlier, but it was actually 6. Then in the MLB World Series, in the first game, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 8-3 in the first game. Then in the second game, the Rays win 6-4. Then the series becomes tied. Then in the third game, the Dodgers win 6-2. In the fourth game, the Rays win 8-7, barely winning that game against the Dodgers. Then, in Game 5, the Dodgers win 4-2. In the final game, the Dodgers win 3-1, winning them the World Series. Then, in soccer, Manchester United lost in the UEFA Champions League. Then FC Barcelona won 2-1 against their matchup. Then Chelsea won 3-0 against their matchup. Dortmund won 3-0 against their matchup. Juventus won 4-1 against their matchup. And then my personal favorites, PSG, they lost 2-1 against their matchup. Today, the Tottenham Hotspurs won 3-1 against their matchup today. In the MLS, the Los Angeles Galaxy team tied against the Seattle Sounders. And the Dallas team, FC Dallas, won against their matchup 1-0. That's all it for scores. Honey, you feel so
soft and sweet. Charmin Ultra Soft.
It's softer than ever. Charmin Ultra Soft is twice as absorbent, so you can use less. And it's softer than ever, so it's harder to resist. You'll always be my lover till the end. Okay, this is getting a little weird. We all go. Why not enjoy the go with Charmin?
This week, Patrick Mahomes funded the Arrowhead Stadium to people to vote. I think this was a really sweet gesture and a good way to motivate people to vote. Last week in the NFL, Dallas Cowboys lost their star quarterback, Dak Prescott. In their Week 3 game against the New York Giants, Dak endured a nasty ankle injury in the third quarter. What do you think about this, LeBrez?
I think it's really unfortunate that this happened. The Cowboys were doing really well in that game, but I am really glad that the Cowboys were able to clutch it up for him. So, yeah.
Also, in Week 3, Odell Beckham Jr. suffered from a torn ACL. The doctors say that he will not be able to play for the rest of the season. Enough about the NFL. Let's talk college football. During the Texas Longhorns game against the Baylor Bears, a photographer was charged out by the Longhorn Bevo. She is now suing the college for this incident. Now, let's talk wrestling. In October, the MMA champion, Khabib, lost his father due to COVID-19. Because of this, he announced he is retiring at the peak of his career, reminding us all of Michael Jordan. What do you think about this retirement, LeBrez?
I really think that it's sad that he's retiring. I thought we could see what he could do against other great wrestlers. I really wanted to see what he's made of, and I wanted to see if he could keep his championship title, but now that he's retiring, I think it's really sad, and I think anyone who loves wrestling will be really devastated.
Yeah, I was really excited to see him grow over these next couple of years after being reigned as the champion. Week 5 NFL. The Buccaneers lost to the Bears, 19-20. The Panthers lost to the Falcons, 16-23. The Colts lost to the Browns, 23-32. The Giants lost to the Cowboys, 37-34. The Vikings lost to the Seahawks, 27-26. The Chargers lost to Saints, 30-27. The Bills lost to the Titans, 42-16. The Raiders beat the Chiefs, 40-32. The Cardinals beat the Jets, 30-10. And the Eagles beat Steelers, 29-38. In college football, Auburn lost to Georgia, 16-27. TCU beat Texas 33-31. Tulsa beat UCF 34-26. North Carolina beat Boston College 26-22. South Florida lost to Cincinnati 7-28. Arkansas won against Mississippi 21-14. Oklahoma State beat Kansas 47-7. Louisiana Tech lost to BYU 45-14. Virginia lost to Clemson 41-23. And Texas A&M lost to Alabama 52-24. And the week that Dak Prescott got hurt was actually week 5. Sorry for the confusion.
We'll be right back after this message from another one of our sponsors.
Hi, Phil Swift here for Flex Tape. The super strong waterproof tape that can instantly patch, bond, seal, and repair. Flex Tape's triple thick adhesive welds itself to the surface, stopping the toughest leaks. And new Flex Tape Clear creates a super strong watertight seal. Flex Tape Clear is virtually invisible, perfect for all types of repairs. Flex Tape is super strong, and once it's on, it holds on tight. And Flex Tape Gray can patch large cracks and holes. To show you the power of Flex Tape, I saw this boat in half and repaired it with Flex Tape. Not only does Flex Tape hold the boat together, but the inside is completely dry.
I'm the Briz.
And this is Aheer.
And this was Sports Today. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.
Tune in next week for some more jaw-dropping news from the world of sports.